Christmas Eve morning, and before we start, if you're out running around today and you want to take a lunch break, do you have an option, Evan?
Yeah. My Office Bar and Grill, downtown Pullman. Lunch entree specials today. Jerk Spice. Chicken wings made with warm spices, including cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice. Habanero heat and green onion to garnish the wings. That's one option for your entree special. And it looks like that's our only entree special today, if you want to go off the menu. Soup special today, Bill, is soup special is broccoli cheddar. My Office Bar and Grill, downtown Pullman, open for lunch today starting at 11 o'clock.
I suppose they made a pot of broccoli cheddar back in 2022, and they're just trying to get rid of it. Or do some people like that better?
That's what this is. Soup Nazi brought broccoli cheddar to my Festivus celebration a couple of weeks ago. Very good, very good. Broccoli cheddar can be very good.
Okay, I've got. You're pretty well organized. I'm not again for this. Getting everything together for my wife does most of it. We are having some friends over tonight for a Christmas Eve dinner.
Lovely.
And that'll be pretty neat. We have a, it's going to be prime rib. We're turkeyed out, so prime rib with just some simple potatoes and a salad, and that'll be just perfect tonight.
Okay.
Maybe with a light adult beverage.
Nice.
What do you guys do tonight?
So we're going to be at Dad's. Dad has mentioned hosting in recent years and kind of brought it up again last year, and my wife reminded me of that. And I said, okay, fine, I'll call Dad, see what he thinks. And he had more so this Christmas than in previous Christmases since Mom passed. We put up, and Ethan, my son, helped me, and he helped. And we really got into putting up Mom's Christmas decorations at Dad's house this year, more so than we have. In fact, we found Mom's old manger scene. I said, Dad, this hasn't been out since you've been here. He's like, no, it has. I said, well, look at it. There's dust here, and it's obviously been boxed up from when you guys moved. So the manger scene is out. We've got the tree up at Dad's house. Mom's angels on top of the tree. He went all out, which was great.
Okay.
And so then I was thinking, well, maybe Dad would like to host Christmas. So I asked him. He's like, well, yeah, I kind of thought about that last year, and definitely let's do it. So we're going to wander over to Dad's house tonight,
and you're making him cook?
No, that was the thing. My wife coordinated with her mother, and so my wife will be doing a brisket. We went over to Pete the Butcher at Rose Hours on Sunday. Boom, Pete, need a brisket. How big? 7 pounds. Boom, there it is. It's already ready to go. Get in and out. Pete's got you taken care of. So my wife's got a brisket going. Mother-in-law is going to do some vegetables and pies and rolls, and then we got the mashed potatoes and all that kind of stuff. So brisket is on the menu tonight for Christmas Eve at my dad's house with a few of us.
As you remember, Pete the Butcher and his meat cutting crew love a good brisket just as much as you do.
That's exactly right. Pete's got you covered. So we appreciate Pete with his help there at Rose Hours the other day. So that's the plan for us.
So how many people are going to be there tonight?
Well, we added a few last night. I haven't told Dad yet, gosh darn it. So I guess he's finding out now. We were at 8, now we're at 11. With
some
of my wife's family and then my family, kind of a little combo mambo. So yeah, 11. That'll work. Mom's table seats 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Wow. And do you have any errands you have to run today, or are you pretty well set?
Well, yeah, I was thinking just a couple of last-minute things to do today, but mostly pretty much very close to being dialed in. So I think we pretty much got it set and wrapped up.
We have. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, did wrap up my Christmas show last night and did settle in on the times for my Christmas extravaganza, which I've been doing for years, which is going to be a lot of fun with all kind of great music and family music and local music and sitting down with my late grandfather-in-law who fought in the Battle of the Bulge 80 years ago this month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to run it on Holiday Hits, FM 104.7, tonight from 6 to 9. And then Holiday Hits 104.7 FM tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then, Bill, you and I are going to take Christmas morning off. And so we will run it here during our morning news hours tomorrow morning from 6 to 9.
This is getting into a technical thing. Have we run this show of yours concurrently on 104.7 and News Talk at the same time before?
Yeah, pretty close probably, I would say. Yeah, because, you know, we always run it Christmas morning.
Because they have the same file server is why I'm asking, so that's interesting.
Okay, maybe that's going to be a problem. Well, we can make an adjustment.
If number 201 is called for by 104.7 at the same time we're calling for it on News Talk. That will be...
There's been some overlap. I don't know if it's been exactly the same time. So maybe we have to look at that. Maybe we have to make an adjustment on the FM tomorrow morning. And if we do, I'll let you know at PullmanRadio.com. But that brings up a good point logistically, Bill. That's something to look into. Thank you.
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't think of that. By the way, if we're down to one car, so I haven't been able to get out of the house to run any errands. My wife is helping a friend who can't see well, going to various doctor's appointments. So... she's dominated the car for the last couple of days, so I'm going to have to... I could walk, I guess, but anyway. Some things that if it's really last minute, which it is, and you're not sure what to do, gift cards, but come on. Digital products, like an online course you can buy someone, a streaming subscription, even a video game. You can get those online. You can do that right now. An experience, you can buy concert tickets online, tickets to a football game, a vacation, any other future event. Give the person a printout of the tickets in a card.
Sure.
Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. Buy your kid a couple Bitcoins. All-time highs right now. And the new meme coins always coming out. You can do that right now, too.
Sure.
A homemade coupon, like taking them to their favorite bar and maybe getting the first round on you, or cooking them dinner from scratch. Just make a coupon and say, okay, redeem this at... a time you want, you could get that done today. Or go through your phone or your gallery or your album, a photo of you together with these people. If you've got some great photos together on your phone, print them out and put them in a nice frame, and bang, you can get something meaningful and special and personal. All these ways you can get that done today at the last minute. You could do it without having to step out of the house for most of that stuff.
There you go.
So... oh, good for you. Yeah, you're going to have a brisket. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're having just a prime rib.
Which, okay. Nothing wrong with that.
We'll compare notes on Thursday morning on that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and your wife is still going to the Holiday Bowl, right?
Yes. Looking at it again yesterday, that is it is still a thing. It's still on schedule. Thursday morning departure. So I guess on Thursday morning, if she's heading north to Spokane, we'll know it's still a thing. I'll let you know.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. People have commented saying there's 26 or 27 Cougar football players that have opted out into the transfer portal. And that's the number that Marshall had when they said, we're not going to our bowl game this year. We just can't do it.
That's
but
true.
Ann McCoy and the people have been pretty staunch in saying, yes, we are going to be there. We will get the people that want to play. They will be there playing. And I'm anxious to see what happens on Friday night. I don't expect a Cougar win, but I expect a gritty performance from the Cougs. We're going to have a quarterback playing that hasn't had many, if any, reps at a lot of players. You know, they've lost, 11 or 12 starters?
Yeah. Mm.
But it'll be the bunch that want to be there with a coach that wants to be coaching them. So that's kind of the way the Cougars are, right? It's the underdog thing. So
it's true.
This maybe is a microcosm of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are Bill and Evan. We'll be back with you for this segment on Thursday morning, talking about Holiday Bowls and comparing our roasts with our briskets and all that kind of stuff.